This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Too Sweet Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Matthew.
How it is?
Quite well. Quite good. How are you?
Good. Did you get your computer working out?
Yeah. I accidentally put it to sleep. You ever accidentally put your monitor to sleep and it takes forever to wake it back up?
Yes.
Oh, it sucks.
Wake up.
Such a minor inconvenience.
Scream at it. It's working now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We woke back up.
Good, good, good. Let me tell you the weather, because it is of utmost concern. And get your little index out. We need to see what the hot as situation is going to be today.
Yes, let me look at that.
Today, sunny to partly cloudy, high of 86.
Okay.
86 degrees today.
86
what
is
that?
Hot as S.
Hot as S.
Yep, that's 86.
And this is according to, tell me the research behind this.
Some guy.
Okay.
Some guy, imagine a computer scientist type.
Degrassi Tyson.
Collected a bunch of social media posts. A guy named Jim Webb. He's a web developer in Washington, D.C.
Of course he is.
He developed a project analyzing social media posts, correlated the language and the temperatures. So whenever someone used the temperature phrase in a tweet, it was like cold as blank, hot as blank. Webb geolocated the tweet and grabbed the real-time temperature at that location.
Yes, I love science in this regard.
He collected about 5,400 tweets in 6 months. He cataloged the repeated colorful terms.
Yeah.
And he matched the tweets to the user's temperature, and that's where we get this range from.
Brilliant.
Yep.
So hot as S, and what is the next grade up, or the next level?
The one after that, 87, hotter than Satan's butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figure. Okay. Well, that's what they. I've never used that term. Maybe that's a Midwest thing.
87 also hot as MF.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then 89 hotter than that.
Hotter than.
Yep. Yep.
Dang it.
That's true. I've used both of those things. As hot as a, and then hotter than a.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. Right now, though, it's clear and 53 in Greer.
Time and weather brought to you by Studio Inario.
That time of year where the temperature swings 35 degrees in a day.
Boy, it's bipolar like we were saying yesterday. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Right here on the cusp of summer. It's weird how we just had spring break, and then the summer plans are already starting. Mm-hmm. Like, in my mind, it's already the beginning of June.
Yes.
I wish it was so bad.
Yeah, it's close enough. Close enough. I'm right there with you.
It'll be 100 degrees, and it'll be hot as Satan's MF-er.
The scale only goes to 92.
Oh. And that is, what is the top again?
92.
Yeah, and as hot as A, hotter than A.
No, 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 that's 92 is hot as D.
My God.
You know, what's weird is 90 is hot as Hades.
It's hotter
than hell, you get at 85.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hell should be, I mean, according to the good book, that should be the hottest.
Hotter than hell is 85, hot as hell is 86. The scale doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's collected off real user data, so.
Okay.
That's what people say.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear something funny? All right, so I found out yesterday It was one of those things where normally when you find out the information like so-and-so's having a kid or so-and-so's getting married or whatever, it's usually on social media how you find out about it. Usually that, or maybe a group text, something like that.
Yes.
I actually got a phone call from somebody that said, hey, guess what? I proposed on Easter Sunday, which I thought was kind of odd, if I'm being honest, that they proposed on Easter Sunday at a Easter egg hunt, of all things. The guy reached down to pick up the egg right there at her feet. Listen to this. I don't know if, to Paige, tell me if this is romantic. I'll write down the name. You kind of maybe know him. It's not even a mutual thing.
Yeah, who is this?
Hold on. Oh, it's the first thing I've wrote all day, so it looked like you couldn't read it at first. All right, this is the person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, through me, you know.
Yeah.
So,
vaguely, not really.
Very vaguely. I hope
not invited.
He goes, they're doing like a little Easter egg hunt. And the funny thing about it is, in the Easter eggs, it was supposed to be mini bottles.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an adult Easter egg hunt.
Oh, okay.
And it's the last of them for them because they're getting married. And so he was right there at her feet and then opened up the egg, and there was a ring inside, and he proposed. And it was at an adult Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday.
Thank God one of the kids didn't find the egg.
Right.
Well, it was an adult. There were no kids.
Okay.
So anyway, long story short.
Adults hunt Easter eggs.
Adults do anything to drink. I mean, we celebrate, oh, yeah, border, wall, Cinco de Mayo.
Why can't we just drink then? Just drink to drink.
Listen, I'm for it.
Why not?
Drunk people hunting Easter eggs so they can, no, you don't, you can just drink if you want to drink.
That's a lot of work for your mimosas.
Well, you know how people are. They can't just get, there's got to be an activity. We have to bowl or throw darts or something.
Drinking is an activity.
Just sit there and drink.
Drinking is an activity.
Some kind of fun, though.
Especially if you're funny.
So anyway, she said yes. She said yes.
Well, thank gosh.
Yeah.
So and, she said yes. Okay.
So anyway, he was calling me to tell me. So at first I'm thinking he's calling me because in the past I've been known to marry people. Perform ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Uh-huh. I've done both of those, actually.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, halfway through, I was like, I know this guy, and we're friendly and all this stuff, but at first, I'm like, oh, this is nice. It's a phone call instead of finding out on social media. And then I'm thinking, what's he want? What's he want me to do the ceremony? And I don't want to do those anymore.
No.
They don't pay enough.
No.
So then he says, hey, I got a favor to ask you. You'll love this. I got a favor to ask you. I said, what's that? He said, well, you know, we both love the show. We'd love to have P1 Pilsner at the wedding. Is that something you can even do? Because I know they sell it at bars and you know, restaurants, convenience stores, and grocery stores and stuff like that. But could you actually serve it at a wedding? And I was like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure of it.
There were some at numerous nuptials.
Right. So I said, I'll put you together with Will Law. Our boy over at Thomas Creek, I said, I'll put you together with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, boom, I'm sure it won't be a problem. So he says, man, we sure do appreciate it. You know, she's been working part-time, and I'm doing school.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even realize this. I thought the guy's got a job where you would assume had a college degree. And he has that job, but is now going back for it. So mm-hmm. I guess the accreditation's changed. So anyway, this quickly turned from, oh, man, that's great. That's cool. We're P1s. We're going to have the beer there. To suddenly, I realize he thinks he's getting it for free.
Oh, boy.
He says, we sure do appreciate that because, you know, she's working part-time and I'm doing the school thing. And I'm like, hit the brakes, pal. I got no say-so in that. I can hook you up with the merchant.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. There ain't no way.
Mm-hmm.
You only can. Oh, come on.
Oh, me. It doesn't.
Uh-uh.
I was like, dude, we don't even have contracts right now. He says, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I said, what are you laughing about? Well, I know. I heard y'all talking about y'all working without contracts. I said, we are.
Not a joke.
It ain't a joke.
It ain't a joke.
I mean, we're getting paid, but our contracts are null and void until something in the works happened.
Yeah.
He says, oh, I heard about that. So the guy that thought, that's the thing about it. listen to this. I get a couple six packs every once in a while.
Yeah.
I have bought more of our beer than I've gotten free. Mm-hmm. Hand to God.
Yeah.
I really have. Because sometimes, I'll be honest, I go get my Ingles prescriptions.
Yeah.
And it's set up directly right there in front of the beer aisle. Where you.
And pharmacy and the booze right where they should be.
And it's always, when I worked at a grocery store, I always remember you had to keep them blocked up real nice.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff there. It's always real pretty, but if I see it full of our beer, I'll go buy a six-pack just because I want to make it look better.
Yeah.
Get me a bunch of beer. I wouldn't have gave you that much of a wedding gift. No offense.
What day of the week are they getting married?
Saturday.
Oh, Natterday then.
Natterday,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. What?
That's the new Strawberry Natural Light.
It's called Natterday?
Natterdays, yep. Sounds like a Natterday's wedding to me.
That sounds like a stupid name.
People love it. It's actually winning awards at beer festivals and stuff.
Winning awards at beer festivals?
Yes, it is.
Well, awards can be bought.
Yes, it is.
I want to try one now. I have to wait until that. Can I drink them on Tuesday?
I think so.
I can't drink them on Tuesday.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, you can drink it whenever you want.
Don't you know you're appropriate?
Wait a minute, Newsday. Excuse me. What am I thinking?
It's intended Newsday. For Natterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't drink it on Nunday, though.
Weddings should happen on Wednesday. Duh.
Duh.
Well, you do them on a Saturday when everybody's busy.
Do them on Wednesday when people have an excuse not to go.
Oh, I just thought because, you know, it was your beer, you could just get it over here. Crazy.
Come on,
Nine's wearing a Tyler Childers shirt. Nine, can you get Tyler Childers to perform? You must know him.
No, I had to buy the shirt.
It's about the equivalent of, I had to buy her a beer.
I know.
By the way, it's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
It's cool, like the colors. It's pretty.
Pretty. Yeah. You got tour dates on the back. Tour t-shirt.
In case you forgot where you were. Which one were you at? Let me look at your back.
I was at the Senate in Columbia on April 20th.
Oh, you didn't go to Mobile, Alabama to the Soul Kitchen?
No, and I didn't catch them at Merle Fest or Tuck Fest, which Tuck I was going to go to until I found out there were no drag queens.
What is that? Tuck Fest.
Thing at the Whitewater Center.
Oh, the Tuckasegee?
Up by Charlotte, yeah.
Tuckasegee?
How do you say that?
I think it's Tuckasegee.
Tuckasegee?
It could be Tuckasegee, but I think it's Tuckasegee.
You mean the school where the black airmen?
No,
it's not Tuskegee.
Alabama.
That's Tuskegee.
Yeah.
How do you say it for real? Say it again, Joe.
I think it's Tuckasegee, but don't quote me on that. I don't know. It could be Tuckasegee.
Tuckasegee.
Somebody listening up that way, they'll know.
Why are they going to text it in?
Is it not called Whitewater Center?
Well, the Whitewater Center is, yeah, but the fest is called Tuck Fest, after the Tuckasegee River, or Tuckasegee.
It's not Nantahala.
No.
Sacagawea.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So anyway, no free beer for you,
no.
Or anybody, because I can't get it. Why? If I can't get it, why should you get it?
Come back one year.
You think Chef Boyardee could just order in a bunch of spaghetti and meatballs for school kids around the world? Just by the... picking up a phone call. Hey, it's the chef. Hey, it's the chef. I need a spaghetti and meatballs for the school cafeterias.
Oh, okay.
You can't get that, chef. Well, my face is on there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's not the way that works. You're owned by General Mills.
You think the hand can get Hamburger Helper?
I have bad news, Matt.
What
chef
happened?
Boyardee died in 1985.
Aww. Oh, no. My heart is getting to me. Oh.
Yeah,
I turned into a vampire. Oh.
Oh, my own.
I'm a drug killer. Oh.
I go to the big ragu in the sky.
Oh. I taught her too much Parmesan cheese.
I'm coming to see you.
Oh,
oh no. I'm a fugazi.
What's a good Italian lady's name? Give me one.
Carmela?
Apollonia?
Say again?
Is it Apollonia? The one who got
blown
up?
That was Prince's girlfriend.
That was the girl who got blown up in The Godfather.
Sophia.
That was his wife.
Sophia, I'm coming to join you, honey. This is the big one. Oh! I want to suck your blood.
Man, you keep going to Romania about it, though.
I know. That's the way my Italian sounds. I apologize.
I'm going to speak to Romania.
Not that close.
What is Romania? I mean, it's a dark Italian country.
No.
By the way it sounds, it does. What else is in Romania besides Dracula?
Not much.
I know.
Nadia Comaneci, I guess.
Okay.
Is that all? Gymnastics
Bella
and Dracula?
Bella Caroli? Is that where he's from?
No.
Yeah, that's about it.
We got gymnastics and Draculas.
What else do they have?
They
have
much.
Forests.
I mean, it's over there by Moldova in the Ukraine. It's on the Black Sea. It ain't got much going on.
Hey, Moan. There's only 19 million people in the whole country.
Yeah.
LA. Yeah, that Romania. Yeah. Anyway, that's our performance art for the morning.
I think we got six in this state.
Six what?
Million.
Oh.
Close to, yeah.
We have one vampire. He hangs upside down upstairs in the bathroom.
Yeah, he does.
Listen to this. We have a whole lot of stuff planned for you today, including but not limited to a brand new Truth and Consequences, which is going to be something else. I think so.
I'm excited. I'm always excited for T&C.
Well, I get excited. I also get very anxious about it, too.
Somebody said you sounded like Vampire Mario, Matthew.
Hey, it's the Princess Peach. Hey. That's all I got.
Anyway, by the way, it is Tuckasegee.
How do you know that? Did someone enunciate it for you?
No, people are saying Tuckasegee. Tuckasegee.
It's one of those things.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, Rofton, Rutherfordton, Rofton.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
So we figured those things out.
Yeah, that's all figured out today. Yeah.
And we have Truth and Consequences coming up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. We'll have that going on. That one is, hold on, Fat Boy, I don't need you. I mean, I need you, but let me test my own brain here. This is the one where the guy's got to confess something to his wife.
Yeah, and I was talking to this guy up until last night.
Why is he trying to pull out?
Well, he's like, I don't know, man. I'm like, look, you got to do it.
Okay.
It'd be good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And, I mean, technically he wasn't cheating.
He's really nervous.
Well, good Lord. Wait till you hear it. He will be. He should be. Mm-hmm. I would be. And, of course, as always, we'd love to hear from you. The way to get in touch with us is 1-800-774-0093. You can text us at 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. And let me give a plug to the FOF line. 864-241-4318. I don't think often about how at the beginning of the show, everybody's, oh, yeah, good mood. But a lot of people's turnt on the way to work because they're up early and don't want to be.
Yeah, they are.
So if you are, the FOF line is for you, 864-241-4318.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Very familiar. And then Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and then at the Rise Guys on Twitter and Instagram. We keep it moving on there the other day.
Easy to get in touch with us.
Yeah. So let's have some fun today. Paige, we'll start off in the Plex. What are you working on?
Well, we're going to try to figure out why the Easter Bunny got in a brawl as he hopped down Orange Avenue in Orlando. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
You know, I saw a video, but I don't know if it's this video, but I don't know if it was an arranged video. Like, I saw a rabbit fighting, but I didn't know if it was like a bit. Like, oh, yeah, we're fighting and I'm dressed as a rabbit.
This Easter Bunny was throwing some punches.
He is.
Like, legit throwing some punches.
Okay, throwing some heat.
Yeah, these ain't work punches, brother.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning to you and everyone out there.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. All right, so we were talking about the Easter Bunny getting into a little fight in Orlando, but I have to tell you about your theory, Matt Man.
Yeah.
Where this video went viral on social media and Instagram. So this did happen. The fight between two others was near a comedy club, the SAC Camp Comedy Lab.
The SAC Comedy Lab?
Yeah. So, but I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I just wanted to say your theory and everything else.
Yeah.
But what happened was a guy dressed as the Easter Bunny. He tried to break up a fight between a man and a woman on Sunday night, but then joined in and started throwing punches. The man in question, Antoine Edwards. He was telling the reporters that came out to the scene that he was bar hopping. In a bunny suit.
Bar hopping.
The thing about it is he tries to break up the fight. So this dude's getting his ass handed to him by this lady on the sidewalk in Orlando. And then he gets beat up by the Easter Bunny as well.
Yeah, well, as this guy was out bar hopping as the bunny, he saw this man and woman fighting, and then he tried to pull the man off the woman. But he said that the man spit on the woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so that's when he started to get a little pissed and started throwing punches. You never spit on anybody.
Especially a woman, Paige.
Well, yeah, but...
Agree?
I agree.
Thank you.
That's just gross.
He tried to pull the man out of what looked to be a triangle choke. I wouldn't say the man wasn't like in a dominant position. He was basically getting choked out, and the dude pulled him out and started punching him.
Oh, wow.
So the fight did not last for very long. The police arrived seconds later and dispersed the crowd, and no arrests were made in the situation. But all the same, it was very entertaining.
Yeah.
Because he's a cute white bunny, big fluffy bunny, bar hopping.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah. If you're dressed in a costume like that at a bar around Good Friday, what is Saturday? Sunrise Saturday. What is it? Easter Sunday, Good Friday. What's Saturday? There's a thing for it. What's the Saturday before Easter called?
420 this year.
Okay, so 420. If you're out at a bar on Easter weekend and you're in a bunny costume, you're going to have so many girls on you, it's crazy.
I think so. Or free beer, yeah.
Well, they'd card you. They'd make you take the head off. But if you're in there and you got the wristband and everything, oh boy, you're set.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, man, before the bunny even shows up, this dude has lost both his shoes.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He was just getting his ass handed to him by everybody.
I don't know what was said or how it started. I was trying to look in to see that, you know, if they knew each other prior to that or just randomly someone said something to start a fight.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were on social media saying just like what you did, Matt, that it looked staged and fake. But
I thought it was. I just assumed that it was. You know, like if you saw Santa Claus fighting on a video outside of a bar on Christmas Eve, right, you'd say, oh, whatever. That's the jolliest son of a bitch there. He's not going to be fighting.
No.
First of all, if it's real, people would defend the Easter Bunny's honor. They wouldn't let the actual Easter Bunny or you know, somebody in a costume fight. They'd go help out the Easter Bunny.
If it was a real fight, somebody would have been arrested.
What if it's a girl? You know, Easter Bunny.
I mean, if it's a real fight, the Easter Bunny's throwing bombs.
If he's Peter Rabbit, what do you call her?
If you ever were playing around with one of your buddies to do some kind of staged fight, and he started throwing punches like the Easter Bunny was, yeah. It's really on at that point, because that dude's hurting you.
Oh, for sure.
And then it turns, because that dude's throwing bombs. Anybody who thinks it's fake obviously never been punched.
Well, people are thinking that it was...
I've never been punched.
Social media stardom for the bunny.
Yeah.
But then you said you came around and thought it was real, right?
Well, once I see the live action thing, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the fury behind the bunny's punches?
He's doing some haymakers or whatever rabbits sleep in.
Wow.
What? Yeah, we'll hole makers?
So
cage makers.
Usually, yeah.
Very small cage makers is what he's doing.
I like when the bunny bends over and you can see his tail and his ear slop. That's
you like
so
that?
Cute, yeah. It's precious.
Do you still do the joke of you ever kissed a rabbit between the ears? Is that still something you can do?
I've never heard that.
Oh, you never have?
Uh-uh.
So your buddy walks up to you and says, have you ever kissed a rabbit between the ears? And
no,
you go,
I
no.
haven't.
And he pulls out his pockets. So they look like ears.
Only in your world.
I don't know if you can do it now. You might not be able to get away with it.
You have to ask them first if I can do a sexually crude joke to you. And if they say yes, then do it.
Yeah, then you're fine.
Oh, they'll love it.
So no one was arrested in that fight?
No, no.
Okay.
That's the odd thing about it.
Yeah.
Especially if a cop breaks it up, someone's going to jail.
I mean, it's kind of the discretion of the officer to a large extent, I guess. But yeah, there was that
kid. How
are you
going to get handcuffs on that sucker? Well, see how big his hands are?
He wasn't doing anything.
Not the body, I'm talking about the other guy.
Oh, the other guy.
There was that kid in Florida a couple weeks ago who was messing around like he was going to RKO his principal, and he got arrested for that. And then he RKO'd a fake alligator and got arrested again for that.
Did you hear about that guy and the principal? Evidently, they horse around a lot, but the principal is a worker brother.
Oh, okay.
Like he's a wrestler.
Yeah. So he kind of sold it, but then again, he, you know, that one time kind of, you know, gave him a little more than he bargained for.
He's the principal from Billy Madison.
Every good wrestler that I've known on the indie circuit was usually either a cop, a fireman, like a first responder, or a vet. Mm-hmm. Veteran, not a veterinarian. Yeah. A veteran. It'd be an awful wrestling gimmick. Aha!
I'm a veterinarian.
I'm a veterinarian.
Well, he'd be popular backstage, wouldn't he?
For the Quaaludes.
Do some MDMA.
Get some horse tranquilizers, please.
Oh, goodness.
That's my finisher.
Hey, babe.
Oh, boy. All right. And lastly, let's talk about passwords and what you may use may be dangerous. This is something that was released from UK's government's National Cybersecurity Center. And they have a list of most hacked passwords, which include band names that are very popular, like Blink-182, Metallica, Slipknot, Eminem, and 50 Cent.
50 Cent?
Because you got to have a number in some of them, right? That's why Blink-182 is as high on the list.
No, I'm talking about. I'm Master P 6969420. I should change it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, other vulnerable passwords that you may have this in your passwords. Superman, Tigger, Batman, Pokemon. Ashley, Michael, Daniel, Jessica, Charlie are common names, so they could be the worst if you put those in there.
Yeah.
And other offenders, if you use password or QWERTY or 123456 is never good.
QWERTY.
Most things won't let you have a password like that anymore.
No.
You got to have symbols and everything.
Yeah, at least, I mean, they screen them to some extent, and they'll tell you, you can't do that.
Yeah, or you can't use one of the previous five. It's like, I only have five that I can rotate.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, so they also suggest that it shouldn't be something sensitive that would be easily guessed, like, you know, say you have bear, you talk about your pet.
Just gave away my password.
Don't give away his password.
Well,
I have to do something
to do
sensitive. My password is Pearl Harbor 9/11.
Or like Fat Boys Clemson number one. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
That's going to be Squirty now.
Squirty? Squirty exclamation mark 6969.
Your favorite fan. So that's what they're,
yeah.
Don't use easy to guess words.
What's the Korean pop band?
BTS.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the next year. That'll be the big one.
Yeah.
BTS Earth Day.
Yeah.
Mine is still, ever since I was a child, NKOTBSB.
Oh, yes.
Yep. 69.
You know what? It's my rejoin week. I'm just going to make I'm going to call Audible. Fatboy, check your email. Uh-oh. Just gave me a great idea, Fatboy. Or 9.
By the way, if you want to see the Easter Bunny fight, it's on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You can go there and watch it.
We'll say again?
Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
I did that on purpose.
The Easter Bunny fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you very much for that. Fat Boy is here. Lots of sports going on, I'd imagine. What is going on in the Sports Communion Center?
We'll play a little game. An Indianapolis Colt is getting some good press for a good deed he did. I'm going to tell you what he did. I'm going to ask you if you do the same thing. It'll make more sense, I guess, when I tell you who he did it for.
Okay.
Okay.
He did a good deed. Would we do it if we know who he's doing it for?
Yeah, I'll tell you who he did it for.
Okay.
And I'll say, would you do it for that person?
Is it Robert Kraft? I would not do that.
That's a hell of a 2080.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we'll get into that and much, much more. All the answers next in your Rise Guys Sports.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Hang on, man. Find my microphone. I want to say real quick.
Is.
First off, because we got a lot of people that listen. Well, Dell Jr. himself is known to listen from time to time. His mom passed away.
I saw that. I tweeted him.
Yeah, it's awful.
I tweeted him that last night. That's awful. Poor thing.
Yeah. Send your thoughts and well wishes, I guess.
Yeah.
Worked at JR Motorsports. A lot of people, you know, that work there that listen to the show. So
yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I heard she was not just a face and a figurehead. Like, she really worked.
Oh, yeah.
A hardworking lady.
She was
God bless her.
Accounting specialist. For the company?
Yeah.
65 years old, battle with cancer. Listen to this. I'm going to put you in a situation here. This was Colts linebacker, Darius Leonard. Excuse me, Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
So he's driving down the road.
Paige, quit blowing pollen in his face, please.
Please stop, please.
He sees a lady with a flat tire. Well, he's going to stop and help the lady change the tire.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady said that, well, he knew it was me. If I had been a complete stranger, he still would have done it anyway. He cares enough to help anyone. He stopped because he recognized it was one of his old teachers stranded on the side of the road.
Ah.
Changed the tire out for her, got her going. Now, first off, my question to you.
No.
That's what I was going to ask.
The answer is no.
Would you stop, and are there any you'd stop for?
Okay, so the joke is it would depend on which teacher it was.
Yeah.
Some of them I would litter on them. No, there's none that I held that much of a grudge against. I like to think I would. It depends on the situation, too. Like, am I on 385? Yeah. If I'm on 385 or 85 or something, probably not. If I'm on, like, on 291 or 25 or something, maybe. Anyone with a number.
Yeah, I could probably count on one hand how many I'd help. And one of them just died, so.
Hold on. Let me get you a playmate.
There's one less I got to help.
I'm all right now.
No, you're not.
I wiped it on the chair, man.
Take that mustache. Run through it.
My other thing is you. I call some, too.
By the way, are there any that maybe you'd help them, but you wouldn't tighten the lug nuts all the way?
Wow.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Loosen them up.
Let me check these other tires.
Well, Nine, you were homeschooled. Would you do it?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Let me check the smoke hole back here, whatever you call it. Let me make sure they don't need a golf ball or
exhaust.
Yeah.
Smoke hole.
So, why am I
enough about
money?
What you do on the weekend?
I give her some money. You in the NFL, man.
Oh, yeah.
You just going to fix the tire? Just give her some money.
Well, no. I mean, what do you want him to do? Buy her a new car?
Buy her a tire, I guess. Because she's probably riding on a donut now. And you can't go past 50 on a donut.
See, that's part of the problem is, like, every year, it's kind of one of those damned if you do things. Like, you know how Tyler Perry and Shaq and a lot of these guys at Christmas time, they'll go pay everybody's Walmart layaway and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I think that opens you up to doing for everybody. If you go in and announce, oh, I just spent $100,000 at Walmart, you're going to be hearing from cousins. You're going to be hearing from people from the church for every charity in the world.
Yep.
That's why you go low-key with that stuff.
Yeah, how do you pick? How do you decide who's good enough, who's worthy enough to get their bill paid?
They have layaway at Nordstrom Rack. I'm going to pay everybody's off.
I wish.
Money everywhere. Did you guys hear about UFC fighter Rodrigo de Lima?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a weird story.
He died? Awful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He got into a argument with his Uber driver, and I believe this was in Colombia, or not, excuse me, Brazil, right?
Yeah.
And he gets out after the argument, and if I recall correctly, the Uber driver ran over him with his car.
Yeah, he came back and hit him.
Yeah, killed him. It's awful.
And then drove away, and they're looking for the guy.
Hmm.
I don't think he fought for a while, but still. That sucks.
What do you mean? You'd feel worse if you're an active fighter?
I guess, maybe. I don't know. Like, if it was Wonder Boy, that'd be awful.
Oh, God. Shush.
Well, I'm just telling you.
He was trying to become a cop in Brazil, one of those military police-type guys they got.
Yeah.
You know, the kind that they need down there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of MMA fighters do that for a living down there. You got to be a bad man to do that, especially there.
It's where Johnny B. Bad went.
Yeah.
Let me transition from the sad to the mad. You got some angry, well, I guess concerned would be more the term, Cowboys fans. Because old Ezekiel Elliott, put on his Instagram, but he put a picture of himself, Broncos player Von Miller.
Nobody says Ezekiel. It's Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Yeah, that's true. All right, Ezekiel Elliott.
They're hanging out, and
Ezekiel Elliott.
Let me show you the picture first. You tell me if you notice anything.
This is on what, Instagram?
Yeah. So he's on the left.
Okay. I thought he was Questlove for a moment.
No, if you notice anything different about Zeke, out of the norm, ordinary?
You know, I don't know what he normally looks like.
Okay.
Nine, what do you notice? His really expensive Nikes.
Nah, he's normally... He's a little thinner than what he looks in the picture.
Oh, he's chubby.
So people are going to social media saying, oh, my God, Zeke got fat. We're going to miss the playoffs. Not because we suck. It's because Zeke got fat.
See, it's not just limited to women. No. It's not.
Yeah, male athletes get it all the time.
Males in general.
You got people freaking out. Like the guy can't get in shape in, what, 3 months?
Well, you got people like Fat Boy saying Zion Williams is fat.
He plays pudgy, but he doesn't have his NBA body yet. It don't matter because he's going to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
What professional sports league body do I have right now?
I'm stepping away from
that. I'm not even a PGA body.
You're not a PBA body.
No, Bass Pro? Is that what I am?
You are if John Daly is. Now, most of them fishermen are skinny, man.
PBJ body.
I know. Casey Ashley ain't fat.
The boat would be up in the air halfway.
You patrol, trim it down. I got a couple 250s on the back.
Oh, man. I need a Papa John's boat. It's what I need.
You know,
John Boat, thank you.
Quarterbacks are famous for getting their offensive lineman gifts. Somehow in college, they'll take them out to dinner. I'm like, how's this happening? I'll never forget watching a video of Chris Ricks back in the day at Florida State taking his offensive lineman out to dinner, and the bill's like $700 or $800. I'm like, how the hell are you swinging this?
Yep.
Now, we know in the back of our minds.
I remember that, too. That's weird.
Like, how you paying this?
We know. Bruce Chris, too, I remember.
We know how they're paying it, but, you know, we had to ask at least. Russell Wilson is the most highest paid player in the NFL right now because of that new deal he just got last week or whatever. 4 years, $140 million. So he got his offensive lineman gifts. Didn't get him watches. Didn't get him four finger rings or pinky rings.
Yeah.
He got them each.
Did him his ugly Under Armours?
No. He got him something they can't use right now.
Is that right? He does Under Armours, Russell Wilson?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know what he does.
All right. Anyway, what'd he get him?
He got his linemen each $12,000 in Amazon stock.
Well, the hell, that ain't bad.
No.
Trying to form their portfolios.
That's actually nice of him to do that.
It's a good gift.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really good gift.
I'd be like, look, man, just give me some money.
Yeah,
just
but damn. That, man, that's solid.
I got, like, if I'm going to start a portfolio, I'd start it to make money, but I'm in the NFL. I'm going to be sitting pretty fat after retirement. Just give me some money.
So what, they got, like, 6 shares apiece, roughly?
Pretty much.
It's $1,800. We're damn near $1,900.
I'll take it.
Give me some C.R. and Nickens.
Right now, Amazon stock is worth more than an ounce of gold.
Yeah.
It is worth more than an ounce of gold. Phew. And it ain't going to split anytime soon either. That's gold. Good for him. I need to buddy up to him on Twitter.
I know.
I got a birthday coming up in October.
That's sports, man. Let me get out of here.
I'll take just give me another year worth of Prime. I'll take that. Whatever. Fat Boy, thank you. All right, we got Truth and Consequences coming up. We've got a husband that has dug himself into a hole, and he needs to get out of it. And he's using our airwaves to do so. He's going to call his wife and admit to something that she has suspected for a long, long time. Does it involve cheating? Not in the way you think.
Oh, no.
More on that. Truth and Consequences. Good morning, everybody. It's the Rise Guy.
Planet. Because one, they're hilarious.
With the Rise Guys in the Morning.
Two, they're awesome.
93.3 The Planet.
Three, they're the greatest.
Rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.